If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
True crime buffs, they're all over the place. There are so many of them. We are all true crime buffs, are we not? You're going to want to listen to our next guest. There's a new bus tour that has come to Chicago that might be of interest to you. It's not just for tourists, it's for locals as well. It's a serial killer and iconic landmarks tour. And with us to talk about it are Jess Raines and Chris Crayson. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, Karen.
So good to see you. Yes, go. So great to see you. Do I have you on? I have it. Here you go. I got you on now. Okay, so tell us. Now, it's interesting. Jess, you have a journalism background, which kind of goes to the idea of Chicago's history and the writing and all of that stuff. And Chris, you are more like a logistics, like vehicle person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is like the perfect combination here to put this tour together. So let's start with Jess. What was the reason that you wanted to create a bus tour regarding serial killers here in Chicago?
That's a great question, Karen. So we wanted to create this serial killer tour just because true crime, as you mentioned, it's so popular. Partially that's thanks to things like Netflix and Hulu. It's really easy to tune in and watch docuseries on true crime stories. And also there's just something really exciting about the idea of being your own detective in a way. And with that, and just in the addition to covering true crime stories that I've done, covering news from my journalism background, social media has also really helped law enforcement get some of these crimes solved. So the aspect of having ordinary people help law enforcement solve these true crimes in your own true crime sense is just something really exciting and something that is very big and popular, and I think everybody can have a connection to that.
And everyone can come up with a conspiracy theory that that is wild and crazy. You know, you talk to law enforcement, and you know, while they do like the attention that, you know, podcasts and all this give to the crimes, it really does cause a lot of craziness with people going down rabbit holes and coming up with theories that people glom onto and then pursue. Sometimes not good for solving the crime. But, you know, I guess, and both of you can weigh in on this, I've heard certain things referred to as like dark tourism, meaning, you know, going to a place and looking at the dark side of something in humanity as being, you know, a tourist thing, which is some people find offensive. It's like going to a concentration camp. Well, you know, I've been to concentration camps, and to me, it's historic. You need to understand what happened there, and the best way to do it is to stand there and imagine what went on there. And it's not, and maybe there's a little bit of dark fascination, but it's also historical. What do you respond to people who say, why are we talking about serial killers in Chicago when we have all these other good things to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people are just naturally drawn to stories and kind of want to hear the history of what's going on in the city around them. So I think that it's not really just about the context of the story, but kind of the history of the city and everything that kind of goes along with it.
And it's true, because every story has a backdrop.
Right.
And before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about what this tour focuses on and what it doesn't focus on.
The tour specifically focuses on the two main serial killers are John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer. And we primarily picked those serial killers just because we wanted to connect the true crime experience to something that was also relatable to the city of Chicago, since both of them have ties here in the city. And they are also two of the most infamous serial killers in America as well. So that's also just a draw. And
of course, we have such good homegrown boys now, don't we? We could talk about like Oprah, we could talk about Michael Jordan, but here, no, we're going to talk about these killers. All right.
Got to keep it exciting.
Yeah,
right?
We do, don't we? Yeah. And I mean, that's true. These are two, when someone asks you the question, who are the most prolific or horrific maybe serial killers in the United States, those two names usually come right up. But your tour also kind of deals with some of the architectural landmarks too. I mean, it's not devoid of any Chicago positive experiences, right?
Definitely. It's like a two for one.
Yeah, exactly. You get a little taste of the history of Chicago, the iconic landmarks, all the cool buildings, but you also get to learn about, you know, this fascinating aspect of what these serial killers were doing, where they were acting, like where they were taking, you know, finding their victims and things like that. So we definitely think it's a cool balance between both learning about the city and kind of learning about the serial killers that kind of, you know, impacted Chicago.
And, you know, there are other crime tours and things in Chicago. I always laugh because I've traveled all over the world, and everywhere I go, if I'm wearing something that says Chicago or someone asks you from Chicago, they blurt out Al Capone, even though they may not know any other words in your language. They know Al Capone.
Right.
So I guess Al has to take a step down now, right? And now we got to lift up our serial killer boys.
Yeah.
So why don't we let our listeners know where they can pick up this tour, how they can get information about it, how much it costs, how long it is, and all of those things.
Sure. So the tour starts off at the Millennium Park Welcome Center. So people can either check out the Bean right before or after the tour. So it's a really great iconic landmark spot to experience before or after the tour, and then during the tour as well, as we pass through all of these iconic landmark sites while learning about the serial killers. So it's within walking distance from that. Specifically, the stops on the tour focus on the Greyhound Station, the Judy Maxwell General Store, which is in Old Town, and then L&L Tavern. And then on non-event days, we also are doing a photo opportunity at Wrigley Field. Tickets are $42 a person, and all that information is on our website at chicagoprimetours.com.
Interesting. Now, have you ever been on any other kind of serial killer crime tours, either of you?
Yeah, we have.
Not serial killer per se, but I've definitely been on crime tours. But I feel like this, the serial killer tour we created is definitely a little something different. So I've never been on anything quite like this before.
Yeah, and you know, I was on one in London, the Jack the Ripper tour, which is very interesting because you go through Spitalfields, I think is the area, and it's very historic because you can read all you want about those killings and about that time, which was a very impoverished time in history, and there were a lot of sex workers and a lot of people that were very desperate for money, and you really were able to feel that when you were walking through that area. And so, you know, like you said, again, this is about serial killers and how interesting that is, but it's more really about the history of the times and maybe what, you know, the backdrop of the whole thing. I wanted to ask you a little bit, and when we come back, we're going to take a break at 3:30, and I want to play a little bit of a very special audio that is on the bus. Maybe you might recognize the voice somewhere, but I'm not sure. What is your favorite? I'm going to ask both of you. What is your favorite stop or favorite aspect of the tour, Chris?
I think my favorite stop is the L&L Tavern because...
You're saying L&L.
L&L, correct.
And I don't even know where that is.
Yes, it's right down the street from Wrigley Field on Clark Street. It's kind of a location where both John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer had ties to, just kind of hanging out, kind of trying to find, you know, their next victim and things like that. And right now it's very... and probably always has been a very, like, kind of seedy dive bar. You know, there's, you know, all the bar stools are kind of ripped, and there's just stickers all over the walls. There's no locks in the bathroom. So just
charming.
Kind of adds, yeah, exactly.
And for this, you pay money.
Yes, exactly. But yeah,
it's good just, choice, yeah, guys. All right.
Yeah, no, it's just such a cool aspect for sure, because, like, it's just, like, it's so ironic that both of them had ties to that one location.
That is wild. Yeah. I mean, a little bit of time differences in the two, in their crime sprees.
Right.
What about you, Jess?
I would say my favorite would be the Judy Maxwell store because it has such interesting parallels because the building still exists and it has all of this history. So you can see the progression of where it had started to what it has become now. And then right next door is a vacant lot that also tells a story that's tied to the serial killer and the victims as well. So,
you know, one of the questions that I get asked a lot is, you know, why aren't we seeing so many serial killers? Back in the 70s, we had the Bundys and we had the Gacys and people like that. And, you know, having put this tour together, what are your reasons that you think we're not seeing many anymore?
I asked myself that question as well. I want technology, probably. There's cameras everywhere. How can you get away with the things you used to be able to? These phones that we have now track your every movement and things like that. So I just think it's so much harder to kind of get away with being a serial killer. I mean, I'm sure there could be some out there still, but, you know, I think it's just harder with this day and age. There's just too much tracking.
Well, and, you know, you kill one, instead of it escalating and doing more and more, you probably are getting caught now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and, you know, there's probably people sitting in jail and prison right now who were budding serial killers who just got stopped at the right time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I do think that I would add to that, in the time of Gacy and Dahmer, there was some anti-gay bias, I think, going on, and that there were a couple occasions with both of these men perpetrating crimes that there were people who escaped and the police really didn't pay very good attention. Now, it could be that they were overworked. It could be that they couldn't put it together. They would never believe someone like Gacy or Dahmer would do something like this. But I think we're a more aware society right now, you know, when it comes to the fact that people who commit these crimes walk amongst us, you know, we just had the Gilgo Beach killer plead guilty not only to what he was charged with, but an extra one, a bonus victim. And he was an architect, you know, practicing in Manhattan and had walked around for years undetected and until he was brought down. Quickly, why don't you give us the stats on where you get these tickets, and then we're going to take a break.
You can get the tickets at ChicagoPrimeTours.com. And all the information, you can select a time, you can pick a day, and tickets, once again, are $42 each.
We are talking about a new serial killer and iconic landmarks tour here with Jess Raines and Chris Crayson. I wanted to talk about the Greyhound bus stop. Why is it that your tour stops there?
Well, that's a great question. Typically, going back to like my journalism background for one, there's a phrase in news like if it bleeds, it leads. But we wanted to feature this stop specifically because it's important to talk about and not only talk about but remember the victims in a polite way that that protects their identity. But this stop specifically focuses on the history of coming together and bringing the focus on, okay, yes, these horrible things did happen. Yes, these people did some really horrible things. But how has Chicago shaped itself growing from that experience? And what has this experience specifically led to now? So it's almost a chain reaction. And then also to answer part of that question, it's important because that covers the first victim for Gacy, and I'm sure that you could touch more on that. And then it also covers the start of the trajectory of this story. So it's not just about, this tour isn't about throwing all of these horrible facts into your face. It's really telling a story and telling the experience of it, and then understanding it from a different perspective. And then we also intertwine this this experience where it isn't just a doom and gloom thing. It's learning the history of something that actually happened and then respectfully appropriating it to honor the victims and then who they would have been. So, and I think that that's really important to cover.
It is. And, you know, I think whenever you have a story that is as dark as this one is, there are like bursts of light that come from them. And one of the things that I just spoke about in a convention that I was invited to speak, and it was largely a victim's rights convention. And I talk about the boy who was the reason that Gacy was caught. His name was Robert Peast. He was a super handsome high school kid who wanted to buy his first car. And he goes to the hardware store to ask Gacy for a job because he was ambitious. And his mother was sitting out there on her birthday, and she never saw him again. And that family, to their credit, was the reason Gacy was caught. They insisted that Gacy had something to do with it, and they were right, and it led to his doorstep, and it led to his being arrested and convicted. So when you focus on the positive aspects of those stories, sometimes it kind of makes it more palatable. And one of the other things that I've seen just traveling to different, what do you call, dark tourism sites, like the Oklahoma City bombing memorial. I was on Route 66, and I don't know, have you guys been there?
I have not.
You know, you say to yourself, why would I go there? Why would I go see where a place was bombed and all these people died and it's awful, and am I just being dark by going there? Oh, it's the opposite. I mean, they focus not on the criminal. They focus on the stories of bravery of people pulling these kids out of the daycare, hallways and pulling them out and the firefighters and the police. And, you know, you walk out of there strangely uplifted by a horrific crime like that. So I think that, you know, to say that this is, you know, all dark and doom and gloom is not always very fair. All right, so you guys are coming up with a new tour.
Yes.
And you're not going to tell us about it.
Not just yet.
Even though you're on the radio.
We are on the radio. The Serial Killer Tour does fall under our Bloodlines of Chicago tour series.
Okay.
Again, we don't want to give out too much, but we encourage listeners to check out our website and to see what we're coming out with next, hopefully soon.
Are the people taking this tour largely tourists, or are they locals? And is it a mix?
It's a mix of both. It's definitely, we've currently had more out-of-towners, whether it be from anywhere in the United States, or we've seen a lot of people from Europe coming in as well. But we definitely encourage Chicagoans to be kind of a tourist in their own city because, I mean, going through the tour, there's things you know you might not have ever heard about or seen. So, like, we definitely encourage Chicagoans to come out too, because it's definitely a cool opportunity to learn more about your city.
And it's a beautiful city. I remember going on a hop on hop off tour when one of my relatives came in town, and I have to tell you, being in Chicago my entire life, I saw things and learned things that I did not know,
right, exactly.
And I enjoyed it as much, if not more, than my guests. So, anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Jess Raines and Chris Grayson. Let's give out the information about the bus tour one more time.
It's at www.chicagoprimetours.com. All of the information to book a tour is under our tour tab section. Feel free to check that out. Look for tour times and dates. We run tours 7 days a week. During the weekday, we run tours at 10, 12, and 2 o'clock. Weekends, we run tours at 10, 12, 2, and 4. So there's a wide range of flexibility. And then you can also check out any upcoming projects on social media as well. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we are on TikTok.
Thank you so much. I highly recommend the tour. Thanks for joining me today.